Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothing became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout the Bible, mountains are very important because they are places of encounter with God. In fact, some of the most important events in the Bible take place on mountaintops. And there's something special about mountains. One of my fondest memories is that of hiking in New Hampshire, going up the Presidential Range. You don't have to climb up. You don't need special equipment for most of the mountains. But there's something special about walking up and getting above the tree line and looking at all creation around you. It's almost like a transcendent experience, an experience of God. Well, as I said, many important events in the Bible take place on mountaintops. In fact, Eden, the Garden of Eden, can even be conceived of as a mountain, at least as a hill, because the rivers flow down from Eden. And there God makes a covenant with Adam and Eve, inviting them to divine sonship. We read last week the story of Noah and how the ark came to rest on a mountain. And there God renews the covenant that he made with Adam and Eve with Noah, promising never again to destroy the earth by a flood. Today we read about the covenant made with Abraham. Abraham is willing to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah, which later is identified in the Bible with Jerusalem. The very same mountain that Jesus will walk up carrying the wood of the cross, Isaac walked up centuries before. And God makes a covenant with Abraham saying that through one of his descendants, he will bless all the nations of the earth. We also read about Mount Sinai and how Moses makes a covenant with God. The people of Israel make a covenant with God, promising to be faithful to his word. And then lastly, King David. King David will make a covenant with God on Mount Zion, as well identified with Jerusalem. And so we get the sense that in the Old Testament, mountains are important. As well, too, in the New Testament, many special events take place on a mountain. The mountain that we read about today, the Mount of the Transfiguration, sometimes is identified with Mount Tabor in Israel. It's a wonderful view. As you kind of go through the plains and you go up north, you see Mount Tabor on the horizon. As well, too, another possibility is that it's Mount Hermon, which is in modern-day Syria, as well, a very high mountaintop. Whether it's Mount Tabor or Mount Hermon, we know that the disciples, they accompany Jesus up the mountain. And there they experience the glory of God, the glory that was lost by Adam and Eve, the glory that Moses was not able to see. He was only able to see the backside of God's glory. He wasn't able to contemplate the very face of God. That glory is revealed in and through Jesus Christ to Peter, James, and John. The meaning, I think, for Lent, as well, too, the meaning for the disciples, was that they were given an experience of God's glory so that that could prepare themselves for the sorrow of the cross, as well, too, another mountain that Jesus will walk up to save us from our sins. One last reflection is that walking up a mountain is not easy. In fact, if you want to, you can go up Mount Washington in your car. You know, if you see those bumper stickers, this car climbed Mount Washington. But it's so much more, there's so much more satisfaction when you yourself walk up. It's difficult, but it's worth it. And so today we are called to walk up the mountain with Jesus. And as I said, it's worth it to contemplate the glory of God. And that gives us a special meaning for this Lent. Yes, it's difficult to detach ourselves from the things of this world, but as I said, it's worth it. We need to keep our gaze fixed on the goal, contemplating God face to face for all eternity.